Hello, thanks for interesting our work. This work is introducing a new computational workflow, we called it MetaFibula, to identify novel bioactive gene products. For MetaFibula, it built it based on metagenomic assembly results. We start with characterizing protein families at functional level and taxonomy levels. Then we do prioritization based on the ecological proportions and epidemiological proportions to do importance rankings. Finally, we reported their potential bioactivities based on this prioritization approach. When we applied MetaFibula to HMP2 cohort, we found about 70% of these assembled proteins, they are uncharacterized. Using MetaFibula, we can assign new annotations to these uncharacterized proteins. Moreover, these uncharacterized proteins can also expand the current pangenomes of common gut taxa. Some of these uncharacterized proteins are totally novel. They could represent a new species that haven't collected in the current databases. Then, when we associate these proteins with inflammation phenotypes, we found the majority of these proteins are depleted in the dysbiosis states, which is consistent with IBD studies. Moreover, for highly prioritized protein, we found a lot of them they are significantly associated with IBD-related species such as E. coli and ruminococcus, etc. When we see their functional enrichment analysis, we found that a lot of these prioritized proteins they are enriched in the pilin and secreted proteins, which is a very strong evidence for these proteins they could involved in the cell-to-cell communications and indicating their bioactivities in the inflammation